Parshas Chukas. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Aseh lecha sarav v'sim oisai al neis, v'yaya kol anashuch v'ra oisai l'chai. Everyone into your bunk. Into your bunk. Let's go. 10 minutes till the lights out. Come on.
The last night of camp. I can't believe it. What a great banquet it was. Real geschmack of prizes that we got. Look what I won. For learning all those Mishnayos Baal Peh. A car that races around 1,000 times. And it does all sorts of tricks. Yeah, what tricks does it do? Look, it can do 3 tumble sauces. And what else can it do? It can fly through the window. Where's my car? Where's my car? Where did it go?
That's another trick it can do. It can disappear.
It's a good thing it disappeared. What a silly toy. Who needs it anyway? All of these prizes are babyish. Yeah, who needs them? Ugh, this whole camp is so foolish. Why, I had a good time at camp. Oh, you had a good time at camp? What did you win?
I was the best boy in my learning group. I won a new Casio.
You know how to play?
Sure. I mean, I never tried. I think if I would, I probably would know how to play.
That baby Casio? Even my baby brother would know how to play that. Yanko, you won anything?
No.
I think Yanko won the eating contest.
Why are you making fun of me? Not making fun of you. We're saying you won the eating contest.
What's going on over here? Let's go. It's time to go to sleep. I want to take all of your prizes and put them against the back wall. Wow, I think everyone won a prize over here. Yankel, you won something too, didn't you?
Won a watch.
Yeah, that was just to make him feel good.
What was that? All right, all the prizes here against the back wall, underneath where all the trunks are. Now say Shema, I want quiet.
Maybe Yankel can win the sleeping contest. Because he sleeps during the games, he sleeps during learning.
Yeah, he sleeps more than anyone else.
Stop it. Leave me alone. You were chapping me all summer. Enough.
Shh, the golf cart is coming.
Still noise from my bunk. Wait a second. Who is that approaching the bunk? And he's holding a huge... Mr. Alexei, what are you doing here now?
Oh, I came to water the grass.
To water the grass? It's going to rain tomorrow.
That's why I have to water the grass today. What's the point of me watering the grass tomorrow when it's going to rain?
Mr. Alexei, please, you're going to wake up the kids.
No, I'm not spritzing them. I'm spritzing the grass.
Please don't water the grass around the bunkhouse now.
Okay. Oh, I'll water the grass in the woods.
That's a very good idea, Mr. Alexei. Go into the woods now and water the grass.
No problem. You see, I have this big hose, and I have this big tchotchka over here, and then when I turn the wheel... The hose starts coming bigger and bigger and bigger. It could stretch up till 100 feet. I could water all of the woods until Monticello.
Good, go do that.
Oh, no problem. That's what I plan on doing.
So, Yankel, did you pack your clothes already? Almost everything. I can't find my suit. Why, what's the problem? It's the biggest one. Stop! Stop it! Hamavayishas chavei berabim ein lechelik li'olam haba. We're just joking. Right, Yankel? He knows it's just a joke. If he knows it's just a joke, how come he's running out and he's crying?
Yankel, where are you going? Come here, Yankel. Why are you crying? Are the boys chapping you again? You know, I think all of you should be ashamed of yourself. This is going on a whole summer. The last night. Don't you realize Yom Kippur is around the corner? What's with you? Now, I want everyone to go to sleep right now.
Did you hear that noise? I don't know what it is. Someone told me that there's like a snake underneath the bunk. You're dreaming. I'm telling you.
Okay, here I am in the woods, and now I turn this wheel, and I turn the wheel, and I turn the wheel, and the hose is supposed to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. How come the hose isn't going anywhere?
Something is coming through the window. It looks like a snake. It's coming in. You're dreaming. No, it's real. Something is spritzing from it. It must be the poison. Run for your lives. Run. Wait.
What is happening over here? What is going on? Open the light! What?
A snake! A snake! A snake is around my foot!
Help! Help!
Stop it! Open the light! It's not a snake, it's a water hose!
This poison spritzing...
It's water! Mr. Alexei, what are you doing?
I'm trying to figure out how this wheel works.
You figured it out already! Stop! What's the matter with you? Why is everyone crying?
All the trunks came crashing down. And it broke all of our prizes. My car, it's broken in two. My Casio, the keys are all over the place. My brand new set of Mishnayos, it's ripped. Are we going to get new prizes?
No, you're not going to get new prizes.
But we worked all summer for it.
You know something? I'm picking up this Chumash over here, and it's open to Parshas Chukas. And look at this pasuk: Vayishalach Hashem ba'am esanachashim hasrafim, vayinashchu esa'am. Hashem sent the snakes to punish them. Zakt Rashi: Yavi nachash shalaka alitzas diva. Let the snake come that was punished for speaking lashon hara by the chet of Eitz Hadas, and that snake should pay back those that speak lashon hara, those that make fun of others, those that made fun of the man. Yavi nachash, let the snake come. Shakal haminim nita'amin laitam echad. The snake tastes only dust. And let him pay back from those that are kafu toiv, those that made fun of the man that tasted like so many things. What did I hear this last night in camp? I heard you making fun of somebody, being mevayish someone, making fun of the camp that tried so hard to make everything good for you, and you know you did have a good time. Why do you have to finish everything off by hurting people, by making fun of what we worked so hard?
But it wasn't a real snake. It was just a hose.
You thought it was a real snake. Everything is Ashgacha Pratis. Everyone ran for their lives in Pachad over here, and you destroyed everything thinking it was a snake. Everything is a message from Hashemayim. Look at all the damage it caused. It destroyed everything. Look how many of you are bleeding and hurt. Don't you realize this is the story of life? You can do mitzvahs and you can learn your whole life. And if you make fun of what is really kiddusha, if you make fun of another yid with one act of litzanis that you all get together, here comes the nachash and everything is destroyed. Everything is ruined. Don't you see?
Yankel, I'm really sorry if I chapped you. Yankel, are you Michael me? Really Michael me? You see how my clothes is ripped now? That's because I made fun of your suit. No, I'm Michael everybody. I really am. You're the only one, Yankel, that didn't lose anything tonight. All you got was that watch, and it's still on your hand.
I think that's because Yankel is the only one that didn't make fun of anyone. Now,
where is with my hose? It's here. What's it doing in the bunk?
You rolled it into the bunk. When you turned the wheel, the hose went the wrong way.
Oy vey, this place looks like Hurricane Gimple hit it. How come everyone is laughing?
You know something? Because we're looking at your snake.
What snake?
No. Your hose. And I think we learned the most important lesson of our life. We could live our whole lives and wait for that prize, Lachamei V'yesim Shana, wait for that Olam Haba, and lose it because we made fun of someone, because we made litzanis of something that is good. You worked all summer for these prizes. At least most of you did. And now look, it's all gone because of the litzanis tonight, because of making someone feel bad. Don't you realize we're in danger of doing this to our lives? Come on, let's help Mr. Alexei roll up his hose, and we'll be mekayim the pasuk v'hibit al nechash anachayshes v'chay.